it's a wonderful respite for you. Just come up here and sit.
Yeah, look at our view, and it's something we got to, we're just hanging in the trees.
It really is.
It's wonderful being a storm up here.
I'll bet.
And this superstructure is fascinating. In fact, we left it. It looks a little Elizabethan, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's very striking.
The pattern was so attractive that when we thought we'd expose the logs, and then when we looked at this, we did that very slowly. Mm-hmm. We thought, well, my goodness, this would make a wonderful pattern. So we left it. Now, these holes, everybody said, well, it looks like it's eating up. Those are nail holes. Mm-hmm. And see, lath covered the logs. And the marks you see are where the line bit into the log, you see. We just left that as an interesting pattern. Mm-hmm. And the nail hole. Now you see, here's a mixture of logs. These three are pine. The old heart pine. That's poplar.
Oh, that's poplar.
Uh-huh, that's poplar. And down below we had even more variety.
And you will notice later,
construction had the very uniform logs, dovetailed and dropped close together. See how wide apart these are? All right, now when you would get, they were reinforced this way. You couldn't put between the logs, if it was uniform, you'd have wedges, pine wedges, about like your hand. They'd put one in like this, and then drive one right behind it, see? And you'd go mm-hmm. down the log to reinforce it. Then on top of that went the clay and the horsehair.
I see.
But when you tore into the clay and horsehair, you'd find that wedge, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is unique. When they came here, you couldn't begin to fool with it like that. They laid slabs of pine. They would stick slabs of pine, you know, like that, mm-hmm. in there between the logs, because they couldn't have a uniform. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
And then cut it with the clay and the horsehair. Now, this is... it just simulates this plaster that we put back. Mm-hmm. You know, the other was so crumbling, all of it tore all of it out. Mm-hmm. We restore this.
Slides,
Just as it was. Now, the top part is pegged together. I wanted to show this peg here. It's that long. It drops through this thing here, and there's the one right over yonder.
Oh, yeah.
The superstructure is pegged together. The bottom part is just notched and hasn't budged an inch in 150 years.
Gives you a marvelous sense of history, doesn't it? Through the craftsmanship, that door alone.
Yeah, I would take anything for my door. Yeah. And a wonderful old little woman who I bought a new door for, her name's Ulibel. We look after Ulibel. She lives alone in that old house. She she's diabetic, she's lost a leg. She had a wonderful old husband named Peyton. Ulibel is in up in her 80s and the most aristocratic looking Negro you ever saw. Mm-hmm. And just a marvelous Christian character. Mm-hmm. So we go out to see her all the time, and she sends in vegetables to us, and she works her garden on with one leg, and just a wonderful person. Mm-hmm. So she gave it to me. This is a Yankee gun that fell into Southern hands.
I see.
It's a Civil War vintage. That other's much earlier.
Mm-hmm. And the little glasses, spectacles?
They went way back, but... I don't know how far back. They still went, they basically just magnified. But I'll show you downstairs something much older out of this same material. And here's a you see when our folks came in. He owned 16,000 acres through here. I told you that Negro girl that was in the name Ivy in the hospital.
Yes.
His land extended from down toward Macon. All just in spots, you see, circling around to West Point, on up to Pontotoc County. And he's buried in, out up between Houston, where your map ends there, but Houston and Pontotoc. You remember the section of it?
Mm-hmm.
And you can see, here he is now, the edge of Alabama, in Pickens County.